This is Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could be with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel News coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is from Alabama, and they're called the Joyful Hearts.
From the National Quartet Convention, I will be talking to the members of the group Carolina on today's program. You've been listening to some new music.
I have new CDs by Mark 209, Rhonda Richardson, and the group called Pardoned.
And you've been reading.
I've been out on the internet reading the SGN Scoops digital magazine.
We were at the Creekside Gospel Music Convention. One of the great gospel music songwriters, Gerald Crabb, was there. We have exclusive video of Gerald Crabb on today's program.
In the archives.
From a few years ago at the Assembly in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, the Dixie Echoes sang, and we have exclusive video on today's program.
A lot of great things today. Let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today. The news is next.
Redemption's Promise has added David Fair as their new lead singer. The quartet is working on a new project which will feature songs written by Paul Hyde and the group's original tenor, Chuck Pettyjohn. Main Street Music's Broad Street Publishing has added Kevin Pledger to their songwriting staff. Kevin is the worship pastor at Village of Faith in Wildwood, Florida. Donna King has signed an exclusive agreement with Sunset Gallery Music to produce musical collaborations for Christian recording artist. Liberty Quartet has added Will Arrowsmith as their new baritone vocalist. Poet Voices and the Becky Simmons Agency have announced the addition of Kyle Cornish to the quartet. They are working on a collection of original songs for a new album. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and our friend Gerald Crabb was there for the entire week, and I believe we've got a clip of some of his music.
Yes, we do.
Here's an old Crabb family song I wrote. Any victorious Christians in the house? Well, I took the challenge when I said that I would stand. Knew it wouldn't be an easy thing, 'cause I messed up Satan's plan. But God gives me daily strength to stand in victory. Though the powers of hell may come my way, greater is He in me. I'm singing greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. Can I get an amen right now? Well, for so long I wander in that cold, cruel world alone. Heartbreak and much failure, just about all I'd ever known. Oh, but then I met God's only Son. He reckoned with my plea. And now my life, it has a brand new chapter. Greater is He in me. I'm singing greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier in an army that never has known defeat. Greater, greater, greater is He in me. Come on, help me sing it then. We're greater, greater, greater is He in me. I'm singing, I'm shouting, I'm happy and I'm free. I'm a soldier. Great. is He. Greater is He in me. Oh, yes, He is. Yes, He is. Yeah.
Gerald Crabb really is, in my opinion, one of the great gospel music songwriters, and it was great to see him singing some of his own songs.
Yes, it was. Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Tim Riley. Tim sang for many years with Gold City. His birthday is September 29.
And we wish a happy birthday to all our Southern Gospel friends.
We have more singing by Gerald Crabb from the Creekside Gospel Music Convention coming up in just a little while. But first, Gene has been listening to some new music.
Mark 209 has a new CD, and it's called Four Part Country. It's a family-friendly CD for country music fans. Some of the songs on the CD are Ghost Riders in the Sky, All the Gold in California, Elvira, and Take Me Home Country Roads. I like the song The River. That's Four Part Country by Mark 209.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Abundance Quartet in O'Fallon, Missouri on October 17 at 6 p.m. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
The Joyful Hearts, an Alabama Southern Gospel trio, consists of Donnie and Brenda Fox of Cullman, Alabama, and David Bates from Hartsell, Alabama. The group has been traveling and sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ through song and testimony for 27 years. The trio feels there's no greater blessing than to see souls saved and lives changed through what God has chosen them to do for His glory. You can find out more about this week's feature group at thejoyfulheartsministry.com.
From the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, Gerald Crabb was on stage. He sang some Gerald Crabb songs that night, and we have more exclusive video coming up next on Gospel Music Today.
Yeah. Maybe you've heard this old song.
So many times I've questioned certain circumstances, things I could not understand. Many times in trials, weakness blurs my vision. That's when my frustration gets so out of hand. Oh, but as then I am in my church, I ain't never been forsaken. Ain't never had to stand one test alone. When I look at all those past victories, Holy Ghost rises up in me and it's through the fire. My weakness is made strong. Come on, somebody. Oh, yeah. He never promised the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard. He never offered one victory without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. Just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision and the adversary says, go ahead and give in, just hold on, 'cause my Lord will show up. Yes, He will. He will take you through the fire again. How many believe that tonight? I know within myself that I would surely perish, but I ain't in my sin. If I trust the mighty hand of God, He's gonna shield that flame again. I came to tell somebody He'll do it again. He never promised that the cross would not get heavy and the hill would not be hard, not be hard to climb. Oh yeah, He never offered one victory without fighting, but He said help would always come in time. Well, just remember when you're standing in the valley of decision, 'cause listen, there's a lying devil that's gonna show up, and he He's going to tell you to throw your hands up and quit, but you can't quit. You got to hold on. My Lord will show up. Yes, He will. He's going to take you through the fire again. Come on, help me sing it. Just hold on. My Lord will show up. Yes, He will.
Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Carolina. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
We had our on-the-road studio at the National Quartet Convention, and we visited with Carolina at that event. We have that coming up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention. With me, the members of Carolina, and we are very glad to have them on Gospel Music Today. Right next to me, Scott Whitener. And Scott, welcome to Gospel Music Today.
Ken, glad to be with you today. You guys' show looks so good, and I see it on social media all the time. Parker's all the time sending me, hey, look at the new episode, but it looks so good out there. You're doing quality, and we appreciate it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. That means a lot to us. I'm going to ask you to introduce the rest of the group.
This has been my partner in crime for the last 26 years. Yeah. His name is Chris Roberts, but we call him Doc because we have two Chris's, and so it's just confusion on the coach if we say Chris. So this is Doc Roberts. Been singing together for 26 years. Been making great harmony together. The other Chris is Chris Parker. He is of Parker royalty in gospel music. Some of his uncles sing. All one's right. Danny with the Harvesters you guys have interviewed.
Yeah.
The other one you'd know is Gospel Music Hall of Famer Ivan Parker.
All right.
And so that's Chris Parker right there. He sings the bass vocal. And then we call this one the kid. He's 25 years old, engaged to be married. He's from Dixon, Tennessee, and is just what we call eat up with talent. Riley Dotson.
Mm-hmm. I'll have to tell you, we love the whole group, but the first time we saw you guys, we were blown away.
It's the one that does it every night. Yeah.
It's very good. Let me, we want to catch up with the current adventures of Carolina, but let's walk back a little bit, because you guys have been around a while.
Okay.
Trying to be as nice as I can.
Yeah, well, Doc and I have always said we've been on the road longer than pavement.
All right. We knew about the Singing Americans, but I did not realize we recorded some songs with the Regals a couple of weeks ago for our show.
I knew you did.
And I knew they had been around for a while. I went out and looked for a picture of them, and there they were on the stage of the National Quartet Convention with you right up there. Yeah.
You know, Kim and we call him Honk, Gary Haldimacki, are here.
Oh, really?
This is their first convention since 1987.
Wow.
And so I got to spend a pretty good bit of time with them last night. But that was some of the greatest times I ever had.
Yeah.
Back there, we were young and a little bit foolish, I guess, and had that four-part, that four-piece band behind us. And, boy, back in the day when it was just called gospel music, it wasn't referred to.
Right.
It didn't have compartments, you know. It was really good.
Yeah.
Really good.
They're still good.
Yes.
They're still doing it. You're with the Singing Americans, and let me just ask you quickly, because I know you must have thought about this. When people talk about groups from that they remember from the past, you know, the Cathedrals, we just saw their bus out in front of the place, even back to the Statesmen, the Singing Americans always come up. What was it? What was special?
Well, Charlie Burke, the owner, what we can say about Charlie is, man, he hired good men. I guess that's the reason why there was so much turnover, is because, you know, good men are always going to look after first things first. But I think the specialness of it going to the stage is that it was always a highly polished group, and it's hard to do in quartet land because it's kind of like a family group where everybody comes out of the same mom and they enunciate together. But we really worked on all the little things that made it together, and Charlie oversaw that, you know, and we really worked hard on the little things that people would say, you know, there's something different about these guys. I don't know what it is, but I like it. Yeah. And it was those little things, you know. It wasn't the big and loud. It was the ability to come together and really create intricate harmonies and sing them with finesse and then turn around and knock the roof off.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
I think that was it. That was the thing that set the Americans apart, was that they could play both sides of that thing.
Yeah. Let me ask this, Chris. Obviously, we have a quartet here. The name now is Carolina. What was the thinking behind that?
Well, Scott and I were with the Melody Masters in the late 90s, early 2000s. Scott decided to retire the name Melody Masters around 2003 or so. We got back together for some reunion dates, but we wanted to do something different musically as a quartet. We admired some of the quartet sounds of the late 70s and early 80s, groups like the Statler Brothers, the Oak Ridge Boys, the Four Guys, even some of the country harmonies like Diamond Rio, those types of groups. So we thought, let's do something country gospel. And we just love the name Carolina. We're from Carolina at that time. Three of us were North Carolinians. One was a South Carolinian. That's still the makeup of the group now, for the most part. We just love the name Carolina. And I'm from Asheville. And actually, there was an old radio quartet years ago that sung out of Asheville on one of the local stations called the Carolina Quartet. We get confused a little bit with the Carolina Boys, and they're a great quartet. They're more straight-ahead Southern gospel. We're more of a country gospel style, and we think we complement each other real well. Two really strong quartets, but again, our style is more country gospel, inspirational country, that flavor of Americana, as we like to say, faith, family, and freedom, what we love to sing about. So that's kind of where the name Carolina
is. It's a good sound, and it's a good program.
Thank you.
Tell me about the new CD.
Hey, Parker, tell them about the new CD, man.
Well, I love it.
I love it. Michael Sykes, I guess you could say he found us. We were with the Hoppers one night. I think he was kind of riding around with the Hoppers one weekend. And he heard us on stage, and he said, wow, I can do something with you guys. And so a ball started rolling there. And we got up with Michael. We did an album with him called American Morning. And it was the best thing that any of us have ever done. It's amazing. And, of course, Michael Sykes has done things for the Oak Ridge Boys as well. So it was a wonderful collaboration of talents that came together at just the right moment. It was amazing.
We knew it was going to be strong, you know, with Sykes' background, and then to have Main Street, you know, blossom and come alive all of a sudden and sign us as their first artist, and do business side of what we do differently than it's been done before in a fresh approach. It's just working.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we're grateful for that.
They're excellent. We've known Danny for a while, and she's going to do a good job. Yeah. Let me ask Riley, what's your favorite song at a Carolina concert?
Oh, well, I love Elvira. That's my favorite. The crowd loves it.
I know, yeah.
So even preachers and some of the conferences that we sing to, they request it. It's kind of wild.
It's just a fun song.
Singing that song. Off the CD, though, I would have to say I Don't Have to Stay for gospel and Everyday American for the people that are out there, just the pride of our United States. It just catches everybody, and it hits home.
Yeah. We'll do them both tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. And you've been on the main stage here for second year? Or
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's
I played so many of them years ago.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think it's just 2 years
we've
been
back. This is our second year.
Right?
Yeah. Right. Back to Carolina.
Well, it's still a big deal. It's good to see you up there.
Yeah.
Well, to all the members of Carolina, we want to thank you very much for being with us on Gospel Music today.
Oh,
thank you.
It's been our honor, buddy.
Yeah.
You guys keep doing it well, okay? We're proud of you.
Thank you very much.
SGN Scoop's digital magazine this month features Larnell Harris as the cover story. And there are other articles about Ernie Haas' signature sound, the McCamies' retirement, and Jessica Horton. You can find a link to SGN Scoop's digital magazine at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Lowesville Gospel Concerts brings the Cragans to Stanley, North Carolina on October 10 at 6 p.m. You can find all the details at the Gospel Music Today website.
Rhonda Richardson has a new CD called When I Grow Up. It was produced by Dennis McKay. And in addition to the title song, there is I Got a Drink of Water and Nobody Is Too Bad, which was written by Rhonda, and other songs written by Tanya Rose and Mark Narmour. My favorite is You Don't Know Them. That's When I Grow Up by Rhonda Richardson.
So many of us can identify with that song because we've had someone stripped away from our lives. Remind you that God still loves you no matter what. Out in the Badlands, a heart on the run, haunted and guilty from the things that we've all done. We were wanted by just dead or alive, then we're clear of all the charges by the blood of Christ. Justice is up.
Stirred, Not Shaken is the new CD by the group Pardoned. Most of the songs on the CD are written by Rusty Rowan. Some of them are Down at the Altar, When God Moves, and Death Valley Days. I Like When My Eyes See. That's the CD, Stirred, Not Shaken, by Pardoned. Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear the Dixie Echoes. Okay, it's now time for the archives.
That's right. From Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Peter Enns and Ted Robertson, for I guess about 15 years now, have been operating the Southern Gospel Worship Gathering in Broken Arrow. They had the Dixie Echoes on stage that night, and we have exclusive video coming up next on Gospel Music Today.
Understand it better by and by.
Trials dark on every hand, and we cannot understand all the ways that God would lead us to that blessed promised land. But He guides us with His eye, and we'll follow till we die. We will understand it better by and by.
Well, by and by, when the morning comes, when the saints of God gather in hope, we'll tell the story. Understand it better by and by.
Now we are often destitute of the things that life demands, want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands. But we're trusting in the Lord, and according to His word, we will understand it better by and by.
I do believe we are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
It's been a great 30 minutes, and we thank you for being with us. Look for a concert near you and go out and support these Southern Gospel artists.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.
Gospel Music Today. Now, here are the hosts of Gospel Music Today, Ken and Gene Grady.
We are glad you could spend some time with us on Gospel Music Today. We have Southern Gospel news coming up, some concert updates, and Gene has a feature group.
Our feature group this week is Fields of Grace.
From the National Quartet Convention, I'll be talking to Glory Way Quartet on today's program, and you've been listening to some new music.
Yes, new CDs by a group called 8th Street and another one by Cami Schrock.
And you've been reading?
I've been out reading Streets of Gold magazine.
From the Creekside Gospel Music Convention, we had our cameras on the scene and we recorded the Pine Ridge Boys. We have exclusive video on today's program.
And the archives.
From a few years ago in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, Kevin Spencer, exclusive video on today's show.
Then let's get started.
You are watching Gospel Music Today, the news is next.
The Down East Boys song Amazing Amounts of Amazing Grace is their fourth number one song in the past 2 years. It's from their current CD, Faithful Still. Crossroads music artists The McCameys and the Chuckwagon Gang have been nominated for Dove Awards. The McCameys for Southern Gospel Album of the Year, The Crown, and the Chuckwagon Gang for Bluegrass Album of the Year, The Songs of the Carter Family, No Depression in Heaven. Mark 209 has released a full concert video entitled A New Standard. It was recorded last year at the Historic Opera House in Rochester, New Hampshire, during the group's month-long tour of the Northeast. That's a look at some of the happenings in the world of Southern Gospel. You can keep up with the latest Southern Gospel news by reading SGN Scoops Digital Magazine. Take a look at their website at sgnscoops.com. And you can find more Southern Gospel news at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
We have been on the road.
Yes, we have. We've been to Creekside Gospel Music Convention, and the Pine Ridge Boys were there, and I think we have a clip.
Yes, we do.
Writer said it best when he wrote this song. I want you to listen to a brand new song. It says, "The Blood Still Flows." For a moment, would you go with me on a journey back in time? See that man being beaten. I wonder what's going through his mind. That day his blood washed away every sin that had ever been committed by any man. And as the blood fell from his hands, it was the blood of God's spotless lamb. And the blood still flows right to your sin. It doesn't matter how far or where you've been. The blood can make you whole. I am a witness, a recipient. I've been redeemed by this covenant, and I know the blood still flows.
Now let's go a little further to a man down on his knees. His life is battered, his dreams are shattered, that man is me. That day his blood washed away every sin that had ever been committed by this man. And as the tears fell,
it doesn't matter how far or where you've been.
The blood can reach you and can meet you, even though your life's come to an end. And the blood still flows. It can make you whole.
I am a witness, a recipient. I've been redeemed by this covenant, and I know the blood still flows.
There is a fountain filled with blood.
I am a witness, a recipient. I've been redeemed by this covenant, and I know.
Yeah. Boys.
We always enjoy the Pine Ridge Boys, our South Carolina neighbors, and they are favorites at Creekside every year. We enjoy them.
Yes, they are. They always have the coffee pot going at their booth.
That's right.
Who has a birthday this week?
Happy birthday to Lily Isaacs. Lily sings with her family in the Isaacs. Her birthday is September 20.
And we wish a happy birthday to Gospel Friends.
We have more exclusive concert video coming up on today's program. But first, Jean has been listening to some new music.
Cami Schrock has a new CD, and it's called Whatever It Takes. And it was produced by John Darren Rousey. It opens with Joy in the middle of it. And in addition to the title song, there is Struggle Well and the current radio release, We Need a Savior. My favorite is Lead Me On. That's Whatever It Takes by Cami Schrock.
This is a concert update from Gospel Music Today. Commonwealth Quartet sings at English Christian Church in Carrollton, Kentucky on September 27. If you're looking for a concert near you, check the search engine at gospelgigs.com. And you can always use the links at our website, gospelmusictoday.com.
Fields of Grace began singing gospel music together in 2012 at their home church, Maple Ridge Baptist, located in Candler, North Carolina. Members include Elise Engel with husband and wife Nathaniel and Leslie Smith. They are dear friends who enjoy spending hours together in preparation and travel. They provide an inspirational service presenting the gospel message in song. Their music includes smooth southern gospel music, bluegrass gospel, and traditional Christian music, all with the goal of uplifting their Savior and encouraging His church. You can find out more about this week's feature group at fieldsofgracemusic.com. Coming up next on Gospel Music Today, Ken visits with Glory Way Quartet. Welcome back to Gospel Music Today.
From the National Quartet Convention, we spoke with Glory Way Quartet. That's up next on Gospel Music Today. We are at the National Quartet Convention with me, the members of Glory Way Quartet, and we want to welcome you guys to Gospel Music Today.
It's good to be here, Ken.
Justin Crank is right next to me, and Justin, I'm going to ask you to introduce the whole group.
Right next to me is our baritone, John Cole. In the back here is our bass singer, and behind me is our tenor singer, Brian Langley.
Okay, very good. 2018 Diamond Award winners. What was the category?
Sunrise Quartet of the Year.
Okay, yes. Congratulations.
We were honored to get it. Surprised.
Yeah. Well, those awards are fan voted.
Right.
So
we've
got some loyal fans out there. Very good. Congratulations. Current CD is A New Beginning.
Yes.
Tell me about the CD.
We work with Arthur. Great response from the video as it kind of went back and looked at the heroes that have gone on before us in gospel music.
Yeah. Oh, we saw the, we used the video on the show with the heroes of gospel
music. I saw that on your show. That was great. We appreciate that.
Really nice. Yes. Yeah. Very nice. Very nicely done. How long has Glory Way Quartet been on the road?
We've been started in 2002 and been full-time since 2011.
Okay. And have you been there since the beginning?
I am the only one that's been there since the beginning. Mm-hmm. And our bass singer, he's been here the second longest. So I don't know how he's made it that long, but he's made it.
He's always on thin ice.
We pick on him a lot, but he's a gifted talent.
Yeah. John, how did you get connected with the group?
Well, it's interesting. I sung with a quartet out of West Virginia called the Faith Harmony Boys for nearly 30 years, and we would cross paths with Glory Way, and I got to meet Justin, I don't know, 8-10 years ago, and as our quartet started backing way off schedule, he was needing somebody to cover for some guys if they were sick or on vacation, so I started filling in, and the next thing you know, we kind of closed Faith Harmony Boys, and he said, could you come full-time? I need somebody full-time, so almost 3 years ago, I've been doing it all the time with them.
That's awesome. It's a great group. We really enjoy seeing the group on stage. Justin, how did you get connected with the Glory Way Quartet?
I actually met them at the other NQC.
Eastern Quartet Convention.
Eastern Quartet Convention. it went from there, did an audition, and then they made their decision really quick. And
It didn't take long.
I have to tell you, you know, when we're on the road and we do some videos and recordings and everything, we got cameras to look at and stuff to set up, and we don't always really pay attention to the group as much as we would like to. But Jean did a CD review of your CD, and she couldn't wait to come and tell me, this bass singer.
He's phenomenal.
He really sang.
Yes. He's fantastic.
Very impressed. Yeah. He's Brian, how'd you get connected
with
the group?
I remember I was a wee little boy. I was in the audience. I looked up and saw Mr. Justin here. He was the first singer. No, I'm kidding. I sang with my family for many years and everything, and I grew up in gospel music. I love this music. It's my favorite kind of music, by the way. And I live about an hour or so from Justin. We kind of crossed paths at some local events and stuff back in the day. And a couple years back, he needed a full-time tenor and asked me to join, and I graciously accepted it.
Excellent. And a new Christmas CD is
available. Yes, we are excited about this. And John's so excited about it already, he started to put stuff in layaway.
That's it. I'm big. I love Christmas kids. You know, we have a Dollar General in Dixie, West Virginia now. It's a big deal in Dixie, West Virginia.
All right.
So I'm glad they have a layaway program. But we love this Christmas CD. It really is. I mean, all kidding aside, I think it's my favorite that we've ever done. It's got great traditional ones like Hark the Herald and O Holy Night, but we did some new songs. Brian does one. It's a Matthew West song called Heart of Christmas. Man, he just absolutely knocks it out of the park. Of course, we did Mary, Did You Know? And then we did a quartet Christmas Christmas song called That Little Baby. We love it. We stage it all the time now. We absolutely fallen in love with the song. But just a tremendous, we're just really proud of this CD.
Yeah, some of those songs are year-round songs.
Sure. Yeah, absolutely.
Well, to all the members of Glory Way Quartet, it's great to see you. We are glad you could be with us on Gospel Music today.
It's our honor. Thank you.
Yes, thanks for having us.
We're gonna rise up when Gabriel's trumpet sound. We're gonna rise up, we'll come up out of the ground. We're gonna rise up, oh, what a wonderful day of faith.
Now if you're in doubt what I'm singing about, my friend is lending ear. Cause the saints are all gonna rise up with the trumpet sound you hear. Kneel down and pray, get ready today, then you can surely say, we're gonna rise up through the sky, what a wonderful day of faith.
We're gonna rise up when Gabriel's trumpet sound. We'll come up out of the ground to meet the Lord in the air, eternal joy to share. We're gonna rise up, oh, what a wonderful day of faith.
Now there'll be a lot of singing and shouting, praising God in one accord. We'll see the face of Jesus, crowning King and Lord of Lords. Oh, what a grand reunion, seeing loved ones gone before. We'll be with the Lord up there forevermore.
We're gonna rise up when Gabriel's trumpet sounds. We're gonna rise up, we'll come up out of the ground to meet the Lord in the air, eternal joy to share. We're gonna rise up, what a wonderful day of faith.
We're gonna rise
up when Gabriel's trumpet sounds.
In this month's edition of Streets of Gold, Southern Gospel's Finest, there is a feature article about Michael Combs. It's about how God was with him as he went through five major operations, including a liver and kidney transplant, and how God continues to strengthen him today. You can find a link to Streets of Gold at our website, gospelmusictoday.com. We have a new music video coming up.
Yes, we do. This is from Mark 209. It's at the Opera House in Rochester, New Hampshire, a New England tour, and they stopped in New Hampshire and recorded this great video. The song is Jailbreak, and it's their current radio release also. Jim, Nate, Jimmy, Joe, and Josh, they are good friends, and Mark 209 is up next on Gospel Music Today.
First time we did this was in the James V. Auron Maximum Security Prison, all right? They really liked it in there. I'm just saying.
Paul and Silas locked up tight, praying through the bruises, singing shout, middle of the night, glory, hallelujah. The earth began to shake, it up well, the prison doors flew open, the soldier guard springing in the cell, more than he was hoping.
It's a jailbreak, jailbreak, come on and run with me. Jailbreak, jailbreak, somebody set you free. Earthquake, God made a way where there was no way. Jailbreak, jailbreak, freedom is here to stay.
Street is a new group from Oklahoma. Their new CD is The Right Time, and it opens with Give Me My Mountain. Other songs included are the title song and Walk Away, as well as Forever Gone. For this CD, I'm going with Ken's favorite, Long Arm of Love. That's The Right Time by 8th Street.
Drew
Jesus is the living water. If you drink this water, you'll never, never thirst again. I found the
living oasis in the desert of life. Living oasis when my spirit is dry. Down on my knees is my water supply. He's my living oasis. He's the well.
Sing it, baby.
Traveling life's desert, it seems easy to find. Tricky mirages playing games with my mind. But I know pure water when it pours over me. He's my
living oasis. He's the well.
Oh, I found the
living oasis in the desert of life. Living oasis when my spirit is dry. Down on my knees is my water supply. He's my living oasis.
Jesus is water for this life at its best. His purification will stand every test. If you are thirsty, he says, come drink of me. He's my living oasis. He's a well. I found the
living oasis in the desert of life. Living oasis when my spirit is dry. Down on my knees is my water supply. He's my living oasis. He's the well.
I found the
living oasis in the desert of life. Living oasis when my spirit is dry. Down on my knees is my water supply. He's my living oasis. He's the well.
Say, I found the
living oasis. Living oasis when my spirit is dry. Down on my knees is my water supply. He's my living oasis. He's a well. Down on my knees is my water supply. He's my living oasis.
He's a well.
He's a well.
Next on Gospel Music Today, we'll go to the archives and hear Kevin Spencer. I think we're going back to Oklahoma for the archives.
You are correct. Kevin Spencer sang at the Great Southern Gospel Worship Gathering Concert Series in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma. We have exclusive concert video. Kevin Spencer up next on Gospel Music Today.
Wow, our first of nine. Number one and number two songs, thanks to you.
Coming soon,
remember it?
Jesus in all his glory. Not just a Savior, but a reigning King.
Do you believe it?
Coming soon, and the whole world will be witness.
Already been here once. Once he came to this old world of sin and sorrow. He was an humble babe, and they laid him in a manger in Bethlehem. Oh, but this time he's coming in all his power. Of earth will bow and worship his holy name. Coming soon, you want to sing it? Jesus in all his glory, not just a Savior, but oh, be ready
the power of old Satan. Your little children with the lamb and lion will play, and all the earth will be so filled with his glory. No need for crying, for all tears are wiped away. Coming soon, Jesus in all his glory, not just a Savior, but a reigning King. Coming soon, and the whole world will be witness. Oh, be ready, for he is coming soon.
Kevin Spencer, always a great program, and what a voice.
Yes.
He's good. We are out of time for this week's edition of Gospel Music Today.
And we thank you for spending the last 30 minutes with us. Please tell a friend about Gospel Music Today.
Good advice.
And we'll see you next week on Gospel Music Today.